Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWIT Live Special number 141, recorded October 23rd, 2012, Apple's October event. TWIT Live Specials and TWIT Breaking News are brought to you by the all-new Slingbox, which could turn your mobile device into a television. With a new Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet, anywhere there's an internet connection. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit. There's Tim Cook.
He's on time.
Wow. Let's say welcome to a special edition. Once again, Apple is on stage. Tim Cook just walked up on stage. An Apple event, we suspect, for a mini iPad. Leo Laporte joined by Sarah Lane, Tom Merritt, and I as Akhtar. Our coverage begins now.
If you don't want our commentary, Apple.com streaming it live.
Which is, you know, I think because it's such a small theater
Thank
that they wanted people to be able to see
it. It is great to be back in the California theater.
Behind Tim, he says it's great to be back in the California theater. When have they used this before, I wonder?
Today. We've got some really exciting things to show you. And I'd like to get started with a few updates, beginning with iPhone.
Seems pretty excited, doesn't he?
iPhone 5 is off to a tremendous start.
This is the traditional,
customers love the stunning new
we're
design,
selling like hotcakes segment of the,
I'm going to blow you away with numbers.
Super fast A6 chip.
He's standing in front of the invitation image.
Sold out the first weekend, selling more
sold
than
5 million
units.
Don't you be like
this
that.
Is fantastic. Wow.
This is the most iPhone
ever
sold.
The rap on him has been that he's stiff. This is good.
He's gotten some training.
The most phones ever sold in an opening weekend.
You'll know he's got the training when he starts doing
this.
The
excitement was incredible.
See if he points or he does this.
Customers could
I think he was watching Bill Clinton's speech.
Well, Bill learned it from Frank Maggot.
I did not share data with that app.
That's a Frank Maggot patent
move. Then in one of our amazing
they believe it's aggressive.
To give you an idea of the kind of excitement we saw at the launch, we made a brief video, and I'd love to run it.
We're going
to
show you a video of the excitement we saw at the launch.
We made a brief video. Fastest selling phone in history. That's the recap.
We've selling made you fly all across the country.
Somebody turn off their Facebook Messenger.
Was that? That did sound like that. Was it
yeah,
me?
I think so. Well, I don't know.
Thank you. There it goes. Okay, close transmit. Close Safari. I'm back to
this is
screen.
Like the first time since, what, 2010 since they've live broadcast their own video.
Chad's closing all the apps. There we go. So it's a picture of the store. They're cleaning the screen.
It's iPhone 5 launch.
Buffing out the
footage.
Oh, this is a Samsung ad, I think.
It looks. It does.
It really did.
You know, my daughter asked me, why are they, she saw the Samsung ad, why are they showing the lines? Doesn't that show that people want the Apple iPhone? She says, nobody's in line for the Samsung.
There was a study about the whole group think and feeling like you're part of a group when you're in that line together.
My suspicion is that Samsung's saying you don't have to wait in line, but it might be a mixed message.
They should get the cavemen from the Geico commercials to stand in line.
They're not
identify. They've got his parents.
Identify
That's close
them
enough.
Differently.
Okay, so people can use the iPhone. That's what this ad is showing us.
So this is nice. We don't actually have to watch people's live blogs. I will, however.
I got The Verge up. Just
got The Verge. What do you watch?
Just to keep an eye on.
Well, I had The Verge, but now that Tom's doing I'm going rogue.
I'm going to Engadget.
Engadget. There goes Sarah. Can't go to Engadget.
All right, I'm going to Gadget.
Okay. You notice I refrain from saying anything until you picked.
I'm not going to Gadget.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That leaves me Harvey's super-duper Apple blog live coverage. And I'm grateful to all of you.
I'm just actually watching Twitch live stream right now.
The unofficial Apple one.
He's actually blogging us. So
I mean, there's not a huge reason to follow any of this too closely. We're all listening to it together.
That was a video. It said so up on the screen.
Video.
Ninesimes says the stream is only working on Safari right now.
You know, a live blogger could just pretend they were there.
I think that's true.
You know?
I think that's only
there's really nothing special about being a live blogger
Safari
right now.
On Windows, but only works on Safari.
An artificial restriction, or if there really is a technical reason why it could only work on Safari.
It's artificial.
I suspect not.
Our teams work incredibly hard.
At the same time, we announced iPhone 5.
And OS 10, 10.6, Mountain Lion. Now, we've got two audio.
All new incredible Nano with a 2.5.
Has anybody received their incredible Nano yet? I still haven't.
I've not ordered an incredible Nano.
I ordered an incredible.
That looked like the lousy Nano. I didn't order.
No, I ordered that one, but
same 4-inch Retina display.
I haven't received.
That we have on iPhone.
Some have.
These are off to a fantastic start.
We went to buy an iPod Touch. Eileen needed to buy it for Always On, and they only had red.
This year's iPod Touch.
That's the best.
That's, that's it. That's all you can get. I'll She's like, it. That's fine, but
because they were sold out of everything else.
They said they never got anything else.
Okay.
Sales are going.
They just quoted The Verge, so you're watching the right blog.
That together,
they're quoting
they
The
have
Verge
a screenshot
again.
Of themselves. Of.
You know,
they're quoting The Verge, who did not get a review unit for an iPhone 5.
Yeah,
maybe
interesting.
They're mending fences.
Maybe they are.
Well, I read that review, and they said the price point was ridiculous at that point. Like, I mean, it's very hard sell on an iPod Touch at this point.
The reviews on the Nano were not superb. I mean, it's a fine device, but exactly, why buy and who's? In fact, my daughter also asked me that. Who's buying iPod? Oh, my son asked me.
My live blog is ahead of the stream by a little bit.
Well, a lot of people said, why not keep it that watch? You know, let's go more wearable. Why did they get
Rojas
away from that?
Nailed it. Peter said from GDGT that Apple was going to do a wearable Nano or wearable iPod next year. And so what they wanted to do is pull the pseudo-wearable iPod off the market.
Mm. So
and make
a
it very clear, this is not our wearable. 200 million devices running iOS.
He really
6.
Is
That's
working
remarkable.
On his emotion, isn't he?
He is.
I can mm-hmm. see it.
He's gotten training.
Yeah.
Clear. In fact, watch his hands because he will never point. That means he's gotten training.
I don't really mind Robot Tim.
This is the fastest upgrade rate
too much
of any software
whispering.
In history that we're aware of.
You have to listen.
You know who else whispers
feel
a lot?
The emotion.
Mitt Romney.
And Mountain Lion.
Training, I'm telling you.
Have been designed to make Macs and iOS devices work together simply and seamlessly.
Media over training is a very big business.
We've announced
if
some great
Twit hadn't worked out, that's what I'd be doing right now.
Conducting
easier.
Media training?
Conducting media training
features
for
like
city council candidates in
no,
Illinois.
Tim. No, Tim, you need to...
Amazing work
can you make more emotion?
On one device,
grunt a little.
And then pick up right where you left off on any of
Talking
your
about
other
iCloud.
Devices.
We actually have a fairly large audience for the show today, so that's great. Are you piping the audio into the studio so they can hear it?
Cloud just over the last year... making them available to all of their devices.
Well, that's not really a great number. 125 million documents in iCloud. That's like the default save when you do that in Mountain Lion. So
yeah, I haven't used it. I don't know about you guys, but I haven't used it at all.
I didn't do it intentionally because I was looking for the file and I couldn't find it on Spotlight because it's in iCloud.
Or iPad.
This looks like a fritter, but it's actually a croissant, and it is actually growing.
It's an irradiated.
The yeast is not yet dead.
It's a triple croissant.
And continue it on any of your other devices.
A croissant, make it a triple.
Already, in just last year, customers have sent 300 billion messages.
That's almost a meaningless number to me.
No, but these are big, round numbers to make us clap. Or
it's a lovely theater.
Currently sending them at 28,000 per second. Maybe even more right now.
I'd love to see what the
some of them
Facebook
say OMG
messenger numbers are or
the OMG.
Yeah, right.
It's the best way to play games with a friend on a Mac or an iOS.
It's
device.
So ugly.
A game center?
I've yet to use it. Skeuomorphism.
Why does
they
it have to look like
bays
that?
Table with
it looks like a bad poker game, doesn't
yeah.
it?
I like bad poker games.
You would.
Yeah. Not
it's,
just,
it looks like it's a little Zynga. Yeah. We should just call it a little Zynga. It's a little bit Zynga.
Zynga Nichka.
Zynga Mini.
Apple has blocked the streams on PCs, Web 8517. They're restricting this to Mountain Lion, Safari. I think
I
the point
Safari
of,
on Windows worked. Does it not?
They say, does it say Windows as well? All right.
Okay.
If anybody, they don't make Safari for Windows anymore, but if you happen to have a copy.
It'll work.
Our stream works on Windows. So
I think what they're saying
that there is some great
really is this is not a general purpose stream. This is for journalists and others who want to cover it.
And Apple fans.
And,
now, onto the App Store. Last month,
there
was
some
TV.
Concern also about the amount of bandwidth that these
apps in our App Store. And this number has continued to grow.
And we also we're doing them a favor. 700,000 apps in the App Store. More than a quarter million iPad apps. That's a good number. Yeah. And that's something that's very tough for Android to compete with. It competes fairly well with a total app number, but not with a tablet number.
These apps have been custom designed to take advantage of iPad's big, beautiful canvas. And customers absolutely.
Do you really want to say big, beautiful canvas when you're about to announce a mini?
And we've reached another milestone.
Maybe it's not a mini.
Customers have now downloaded
35
billion apps downloaded. Wow. That's a number I'll.
That's crazy.
I'll be amazed by.
App Store continues.
There's only how many billion people in the world? Six, seven, eight?
Mm-hmm. Now.
That means it's like three apps for every human in the world.
Fantastic apps.
The first app they get, Maps.
It's also great for developers. We've now paid out $6.5 billion to developers.
On an actual check.
It's great for Apple to be able Floyd. To reward their creativity.
$6.5 billion to developers.
They all have a joint account
now. What's interesting is I think it's a thin layer of developers that make money in apps, maybe 10%. So
on the store,
the ones getting rich are getting rich.
So we're going to get an iBooks upgrade?
iBooks. iBooks 3 was the rumor, of course.
Read on any of your iOS devices. It includes an elegant bookshelf.
Check the App Store to see.
Where you can put literally hundreds of books and carry them with you anywhere you go. And just one tap, and the bookshelf flips to reveal the iBook Store, where you'll find bestsellers, gorgeous full-color picture books, and multi-touch books. We now have over 1.5 million books on the bookstore. And these cover every kind of subject you could ever think of. Customers have now downloaded.
Is that a challenge?
Start thinking of books?
I can think of some books.
I dare you.
A protagonist that's a frog.
If you open one of the books.
Or a cockroach.
You'll find gorgeous pages.
They might have Metamorphosis by Kafka.
And iBooks includes reading options.
How many
like
books are on Amazon?
Sepia thing, or this
30.
Night thing, which makes it really easy on the eyes when you're reading in the dark. And today, we're announcing a new version of iBooks.
iBooks 3.
And this contains a really cool new reading option with continuous scrolling. So if you just flick when you're reading, the words scroll by just as you would expect. The new version of iBooks is also better integrated with iCloud. So all of your purchased books show up on your bookshelf, and you can tap one and begin reading just where you left off. There's also some fantastic new ways to share. You can just tap on your favorite quote and share it with anyone on Facebook or Twitter. This is really cool.
These are all things that are in the Kindle,
we
but
also have,
good to have them in iBooks,
too. Supporting over 40 languages, like this one from this one in Korean. Notice the crisp, beautiful fonts that are available in iOS 6.
Seems kind of nervous.
And Chinese. Look at the beautiful vertical
print. He's just super
print.
Excited.
Well,
is he just waiting to get
excited
the right
and,
thing?
You know, I'm sure this is nerve-wracking.
The pages turn left to right, just like you would expect.
This is cool.
If you're Japanese, that is. The new version of iBooks is available today. It's a free download. It's in the App Store, and I would encourage you to get it. It's really fantastic. I think you're going to love it.
As of last year, there were 8 million books on sale on Amazon in the U.S.
Hey,
the Kindle
Mac
store.
You've seen some incredible momentum
Kindle
with the Mac. Mm-hmm. For the year ending in June, the Mac outgrew the PC market by about 7 times.
Well, that's 2% of the market.
I love it that he's saying something about Macs. That's a very good sign. Did we just lose audio?
Yeah.
We did.
Six straight years.
The PC industry.
We've outgrown.
iBooks
the PC
isn't
industry.
Updated on my iPad yet.
We don't need the Puppet Tim. It's number one in customer satisfaction and reliability. We're working on the audio. They may have cut us off.
Everybody
loves it.
Even Axie.
What is Axie?
I don't know.
He's really overusing the boom with the smoke coming out. They can stop.
Number one desktop, number one notebook.
Steve Jobs used that first. It's a keynote effect.
It's emphatic.
Yeah.
We're going to continue innovating with the Mac. That's good. That's good that he's saying that, like you said.
Yeah, he's emphasizing.
No,
like,
it's really
we're not,
good. In
we're
fact,
not done.
He's showing IMAX,
lost
and
audio?
I really wish we hadn't lost audio at this point. So,
bummer.
You guys keep watching that. That
Phil Schiller is out on stage now.
Okay, so they're going to announce the IMAX first. Here we
he's
go.
Coming out. Back.
Now we're really pleased.
It's so much easier, isn't it, when we can actually see and hear what they're doing?
Yeah.
And Apple, really, we don't need to rebroadcast this. If you don't want us to, that's fine. But it helps us with the commentary. And he's frozen.
But we are not standing still.
He was just.
You're not standing still. Yes, you was standing still.
Odd, wasn't it?
And we've got some really great stuff to show you this morning.
13-inch MacBook Pro Retina.
And to do
so
that,
we are a little behind.
I'd like to
the stream, Apple stream is about 30 seconds behind.
Phil?
That's about what you expect. That's encoding, and of course you add our own encoding. That will explain why if you're watching at home, watching a live blog at home, why there's such a differential. So you'll know ahead of time before we run.
How's everyone doing today? Well, I'm really excited because today is a very big day for the Mac.
Oh, wow.
It starts
really?
With MacBook. We have a great lineup of notebook computers called
I think you're
MacBook.
Right, Sarah.
In just a few months
What does Sarah
ago,
project?
She said they're going to announce a 13-inch Retina, and they're going to make a big deal out of it.
Everybody said that. Not just
I said they weren't going to announce it. They just put it in the store.
Ah.
I said they're going to make a big deal out of it.
I think Retina is something that people have really loved.
Once you have
it. Apple's right to...
Once you go Retina...
They're going to have a problem because they can't put Retina on larger screens. So in this case, they'll be putting it on a 13-inch screen. So they've got Retina all the way up to 15.
It just seems like such a minor... It's like, oh, we have a new form factor. It's 13-inch. A lot of people want it. What else do you say?
Retina. I think what this is a test. There's a couple of things: USB 3, Thunderbolt, and ultra thin. Now they're going to do that new Retina.
That's the same as the 15,
and they would drop the optical drive.
But it abandons the optical drive. It also abandons FireWire.
In fact, it's our number one selling Mac, and customers love
that
it.
Retina.
You just said the Retina is the number one selling Mac. I think that seriously, they're right.
It's just perfect for so many uses.
He said the 13-inch MacBook Pro.
13-inch, sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes more sense.
Apple fashion,
the Retina is pretty expensive.
Yeah, the cost premium for that display.
I like the 13. I really do. I think it's a good size. I would like to see a 13 Retina, and I think we're about to.
And I'm really excited to show you for the
first
time.
I kind of know we are about
brand new 13-inch MacBook Pro.
So let's see what's new.
But how thick is it, Phil?
Looks good. Looks good.
It is incredibly thin. Just
not very.
5 inches thin. Let's put that side by side with the previous generation. You can see there's a huge difference.
The difference
is 20% thinner, a full 1/5 thinner.
Ripped out the optical drive.
Even more impressive, it weighs just over 3.5 pounds. That's almost a full pound lighter than the previous generation. It also makes it our lightest MacBook Pro ever. And here it is on the side. Look how thin that is.
Yeah.
Beautiful thin base.
Look at it.
Thin display.
Thank you.
And all the I.O. our Pro customers need. On the left-hand side, there's MagSafe 2, two Thunderbolt ports, a USB 3 port, headphone, and dual microphone.
This is identical to the,
on the right-hand
15
side,
HDMI SD card. This is identical.
The optical drive,
yeah.
And now we have room for an SD card reader. HDMI video out, and a second USB 3.
I don't believe the 13-inch had an SD card reader. The previous edition.
Side.
No, it didn't.
Beautiful for
didn't,
both
it,
sides.
It didn't have HDMI, didn't have Thunderbolt,
all,
didn't have USB 3.
It's a big upgrade over the previous 13-inch, but it's essentially the 15-inch.
It's
the
15-inch shrunk.
Yep. Can't discern them.
What's the resolution on the display?
Absolutely gorgeous.
It's amazing.
It measures 13.3 inches on the diagonal. For pixels, it's an amazing 2,560
that's really great.
By 16.
Now remember, the way they do this, Apple does it half resolution.
Of the previous generation. And if you've done the math,
so it'll be,
I'm sure some of you have,
1280 by
4,900 or 800. Pixels. That makes it the world's second highest resolution notebook computer.
4 megapixels.
Yes, our 15 inch is the first. But think about that. This 13-inch notebook has more pixels than any competitive 15-inch.
And that's why you don't see bigger ones, because it's moving a lot of pixels, and it's a very challenging
GPU. Looked at another way. Many of us have HD TVs now.
So it's higher resolution than HD TV, he's pointing out, which is true. 2560 by 1600 is the native resolution of the screen, but if they do it the same way, and I imagine they will as the 15, it will run at half that.
Displays almost twice as many pixels, almost 2 million more pixels than an HD TV.
Actually,
it is a stunning display.
I presume the old resolution.
In
the
many
13,
other ways as well.
1280
by 800.
It has
rich color, deep blacks, 29% higher.
Same resolution as the Galaxy Note 1.
Customers really I want this.
A 75%
still want the air version of this.
In reflection or glare.
IPS.
It's an IPS panel, so it's a very wide viewing angle. And up to full brightness, it's 300 nits, a very bright display. So this is an
These are nice displays. I think they source these from LG.
Fantastic on it. So reading email, the text is so beautiful you can't see the pixels. Surfing the web can be like a fine print magazine. Using iWork applications.
So now Apple has Retina in the iPhone.
Absolutely gorgeous.
The iPad.
iPod Touch.
The iPod Touch is Retina.
Mm-hmm.
And 13 and 15-inch laptops. The challenge, of course, is going to be go bigger to go to a 21 or a 27-inch. And I don't think we're going to see that for a few years, actually. It's a lot of time.
The iMac's getting long in the tooth. I mean, they haven't refreshed it in a long time.
Well, they'll rev the iMac to Ivy Bridge, I'm sure, today, which will give it USB 3.
This kind of technology and capability.
I doubt they'll do a big design change.
Our new Retina displays, just go to our Mac App Store. You're going to find plenty more there now. There's productivity apps like Evernote. An OmniGraph.
You remember when the first one rolled out, it was like,
all the apps.
Now the web just looks terrible.
We just broke everything with our higher
res
display.
Did you buy TapBots yet for the new Twitter client for $20, but worth it, I think. Very nice.
I mean, I support these guys, so yeah, it was worth it to me.
Their explanation of the high cost for it was that
their hands are tied, you know?
That they can't make as much money because they'll only be able to sell a couple hundred thousand units thanks to Twitter.
Even better than the previous generation, despite it being a thinner notebook. There's a beautiful backlit
keyboard.
That's
the first time you're
but
dead on.
That was one of the first things I noticed, the Twitter app.
Let's
and I don't know
inside.
If they've updated it for Retina yet.
No.
So I moved to Sephora, and now...
Well, they might, but they're winding it down. They're stopping development on it.
On the Mac desktop Twitter app?
Yep.
That's bizarre.
It looks very angry.
They want you to use the web.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Those are the batteries. We use asymmetric lithium-ion battery technology. This allows us to get the maximum battery life out of such a small design. Let me highlight some of the features. It's pretty incredible. You have Intel dual-core i5 or i7 Ivy Bridge processors. Intel HD graphics 4000.
Caitlin tweets me,
graphics.
The Apple website is down. Open the man, Gria, and let's get it on.
8 gigabytes of memory. Up to 768 gigabytes of flash. It's all flash-based for storage. And, of course, now up to 7 hours of battery life.
As you remember, IS looks very much like the internals of the 15-inch Retina. I would say it's identical.
And it ships with OS 10 Mountain Lion. And Mountain Lion has many great features that take advantage of this technology and are perfect for our notebook users. So, for example, built-in voice dictation. So anywhere you can type, you can also speak.
It's pretty clear that Phil and Tim went to the same media track.
Of course,
yeah.
Over Wi-Fi, we have AirPlay.
The pacing and phrasing is almost
Apple
identical.
TV hooked up to your TV set. You can put your photos,
reverting.
Your movies, your presentations
Slow
up there
down,
for
Phil.
Everyone to see. Documents in the cloud, so you can work on your iWork documents on your MacBook Pro and access them wherever you are in your iPad or even your iPhone. And probably the coolest feature, PowerNap. With PowerNap, while your notebook is asleep...
So he's not saying anything new, just saying this happens to be on this laptop.
PowerNap requires an SSD, however.
Photo stream, download software updates, even backup to a time capsule.
I don't know if they've mentioned it, but it's obvious now that this will be an SSD-based
MacBook Pro. And it starts with a 2.5 gigahertz dual-core i5, 8 gigs of memory, and 128 gigabytes of flash for just $16.99.
8 gigabytes of RAM, that's nice.
Yeah, that seems to be the new standard for Apple.
It certainly is cheap, but it's not expensive.
$16.99. It's about twice what you'd pay for a PC laptop of the same.
Yeah, which is normal.
The 15-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display has been a big hit, and this is $500 less expensive, so customers are going to really appreciate that.
When's it ship?
And it starts shipping today.
Thanks, Phil.
Tempting to order.
Like all of our products, the team works very, very hard.
Very tempting, but
I'm going to
resist.
Friendly. So we have a checklist, and I like to show that with our products. It's Energy Star 5.2, EPEAT Gold, arsenic-free display glass, mercury-free display.
You know, this final check mark, highly recyclable, is debatable.
High-grade aluminum and glass are highly recyclable.
And Kyle Weens at iFixit has been
MacBook Pro.
Pretty
we're
scathing.
We're so excited to show it to our customers. We've even created
so you
an
buy, like,
description of these, this hardware, saying it, the EPEAT certification is really a capitulation on the part of EPEAT to Apple, not vice versa.
So on the pricing, you could buy like 6.5 Chromebooks. Or you can buy one MacBook Pro with Retina.
Really?
You just take all the displays.
You want a Chromebook? Come on.
Comes with 3G.
Oh, actually, no, that costs a little bit more. But yeah.
You figured the smaller one.
Yes, I did. You probably get five. If you wanted five Chromebooks and you put them in a matrix together for the Retina display.
So we've spent 25 minutes to announce there's new features in iBooks and a 13-inch version of the 15-inch MacBook Pro
Retina.
He
spent less time on iBooks 3 than I thought he would, because remember, we expected this to be somewhat of an education event. And so far, there's no evidence of that.
So the new 13-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display joins the 15 as the only two notebooks in the industry with Retina display quality. And it's powerful and super thin and light. Customers are really going to love it.
It's a pretty tempting. It's a little pricey, though, I got to say.
We have MacBook Air starting at $999. For those who still want it,
I think they've learned with the Retina 15
that $1199.
People who want Retina are willing to pay that high premium.
MacBook Pro with a Retina display starting at $1699. Of course, you know there are multiple screen sizes on each and a few configurations. So if you're curious, here are the standard channel configurations.
The GPU seems a little underpowered, frankly.
And, of course, there's a wide range here. And something
there must be a separate GPU SKU.
So that updates our MacBook lineup, and it is the best.
If you're using the motherboard GPU, I think it's going to be sluggish.
Mac Mini.
All right, let's see.
You knew there'd be something called Mini in this presentation, didn't you?
Oh! Very cute.
Ah, Phil.
Very cute, Phil.
Kidder. So silly.
The Mac Mini is our smallest, most affordable Mac. And if you haven't looked at one lately, it's packed with a lot of great features.
I mean, I'm most excited about this of all things so far.
HDMI video out, Thunderbolt, USB, now upgraded to USB 3.
Interesting, they're keeping FireWire alive. That's very surprising.
But the action in this product and the update is on the inside, so let's turn it over. And it's very accessible.
They're going to have to add a chip for FireWire. They must have decided that that was for media center requirement.
What's inside?
They just want to support more people.
Intel Core i5 or i7 Ivy Bridge processors.
Very nice.
Intel HD Graphics 4000.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, up to 16 gigabytes
of RAM.
I really wish they would add Blu-ray support so I can actually have this as a media center
piece. It's a bag of hurt, and I don't think they're ever going to do it. And I don't think, frankly, they're making any investment at all into physical media.
You're right.
There are a number of configurations. It starts.
It's a pipe dream.
It'd be kind of retrograde for them to do it.
But even support in the OS would be nice.
And a half a terabyte hard drive.
And even to have the drive.
And that, you could blame the movie industry for. That's copy protection.
A lot of our customers actually like to get it as a server to run OS X applications for server uses. And so we have a 2.3 gigahertz quad-core i7, 4 gigs of memory.
That's quite
impressive.
And 1 terabyte
hard drives.
That's a very, and this is for the Colo.
Dual terabyte hard drive?
That's pretty.
$999.
That was the price of the previous Mac.
Do they cut the audio when we go full screen?
These all start shipping today.
They do.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
So Mac Mini's out today as well.
Whatever you're doing, Chad.
The number one desktop model in the U.S.,
and for I think it's reason, just a buffer.
It is a great design.
Here we go, the iMac.
Over many years.
This is a mini.
Many think of it as the flagship of the Mac product line.
He rushed through that mini.
You may remember it all started back.
Spent much more time on the Retina.
Thank you, Phil.
So now a new iMac. They're showing this. They're showing the original Bondi blue design, as you see there. That came out in 1998 Steve Jobs returned. Apple. He did that within about 6 months of his return.
All of our products.
Had that handle on the top for approachability.
Had a handle. Right. Remember in the book, that was a big discussion. Johnny Ive did not want to put a handle on Steve and insisted.
So he was going to carry this around.
Innovative product.
Which nobody ever did. But it's nice to have. It cost him quite a bit to put a handle in that. So they're going through the history, I believe, now of the iMac.
They have a nice evolution slide.
Yeah.
It's going to get up and start walking next. Look at
that.
Is that
a joke?
Maybe that's what they're going to announce. That would be good.
This iMac is a Roomba.
The first dry land iMac.
Well, okay.
Okay.
So it's thinner.
It's thinner. Beautiful. Wait a minute. Now I'm excited. That is a redesign.
Now,
still the big bezel on the bottom, but it looks like the bezel's much reduced.
That's why I was saying, is that a joke? It looks like a render that went wrong.
That looks like one of the jokes that you would see.
Yeah. Like it's, what, like a millimeter thick?
It's stunning from every side.
No optical drive. That's
really not
that
stunning from the back.
That amazingly thin edge. Would you like to see one in person?
Yes.
Yes.
I hope so.
All right, this is exciting. So. We did not really expect a full redesign of the iMac, and it looks like they've done that.
Whee!
Okay, that's the front of it.
That is
spin
gorgeous.
It!
It's the brand new iMac. It is absolutely incredible. The most beautiful,
doubling down on the rejection of physical media. They're taking those super drives out.
They knocked out the
look at that
floppy drive.
Wow,
that is gorgeous.
That's crazy.
That's the Apple TV, folks. That's the Apple TV. Yeah, that is remarkable. They've kept that a secret. No one knew this was going
to
happen.
It's hard to believe there's even just a display.
Okay, that is ridiculously thin.
I want one.
I do make fun of this for desktops.
They're doing that bulge thing that they did with the
so
MacBook
good at
Air,
making
though.
Me feel inadequate.
A very thin edge, and as that you noticed, it bulged back a little bit for the circuitry. Five millimeter edge.
Thinner than the previous generation.
That's ridiculous.
And it extends the entire
5 millimeters
all the way down to this area at the bottom. We lovingly call this the chin.
Yeah, we would love to get rid of the chin, but I think
that's...
made
of two parts, that chin and that entire big aluminum back.
The chin is frankly the design element that many people agree is the thing that should have been eliminated, but I think you cannot get rid of it. 5 millimeter thinner? No, it's 5 millimeters thick, 80% thinner.
Yeah, at the edges, because there's that bulge in the back.
Thin. We wanted to do something even more incredible.
It's the same trick they use with the Air.
It's a wedge shape.
You may not have heard of it, called friction...
Friction stir welding.
This is unbelievable.
Lord Friction
molecules
stir.
Of the aluminum emerge.
You're seeing now, by the way, why Apple doesn't stream its events. they really don't want to have this experience. And I would say probably most people are experiencing this kind of buffering and freezing. We talked about this at the last event.
They should just work
a streaming
with
engineer.
On that.
But how did we make it that
Not as many people watch those Samsung events.
Let me bring back up the previous generation.
That
Isn't
is remarkable.
New makes the previous thing instantly.
But that's I think it's 90% incredible. Of that is the elimination.
Well, let's look inside
of the super drive.
It's very clever because they've got all the components
in the
middle,
yeah.
So you
the
don't see it. From
was
the
engineered
edge.
An entirely new display that's 5 millimeters.
Well, and they're probably doing the gluing
it's
the glass.
It's still got
the display,
foot again. Though. You know what I mean? It's not like this is 5 millimeters and all you need is 5 millimeters on
a
tabletop.
Took out a super drive and squeezed it so that it's thin on the edge.
Yeah,
and it looks great.
I think it looks great. I just it's not exactly going to save you a lot of table space. If you really think about it, it's just aesthetically pleasing.
Huge challenge.
Well, the previous editions of iMac, you could actually still. Replace the RAM. I don't know if the last version allowed that. I don't know how that would be possible with something like that.
The entire display system is
they really didn't build these for user serviceable parts in the beginning.
That's all
you had to
now.
Use a suction cup to remove the glass.
Well, for RAM, there was a little door at the bottom.
Was there?
Yeah, you just had to turn it over.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
but
that's
I believe right. that this is probably
I don't see how you could do
this
that.
Is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about this display.
It'll be all welded in. This is essentially taking the MacBook Pro Retina technology and applying it.
This is what you say, stir welded.
2560 by 1440. So that's going to disappoint those who are hoping for a Retina. But again, technically very difficult.
Panels for a beautiful viewing
well, the price would be absurd.
And at full brightness over 300 nits. So
they love their nits.
Bright.
Take care of your nits.
It's fully
we'll take
laminated.
Care of you.
Besides making it thin, the
this
full
is that
lamination
same
delivers another benefit.
Technology.
When you look at it, the text and
that they used in the
look
laptops
like right
and in the
glass,
iPad that they're pushing,
they're right that close,
you don't get the,
and it improves
the bounces inside the reflections.
And then we also apply an anti-reflective coating
which
to
is another
the
complaint people have.
But we
wanted
to make it even
wear.
Purer, even thinner, even higher quality image quality.
So as to channel Kyle Weens of iFixit, this
deposition.
Will be the most unrecyclable
I heard about plasma
desktop
deposition.
Ever
it allows
now.
Us to apply
possibly, yeah.
the anti-reflective coating down to a nanometer thickness. And the combination of all this hard work is really simple. Customers are going to appreciate that it's 75% less reflection than the previous
I'll
generation.
Vouch for that. I think they're
That's
I think
a really
they're,
big deal.
The new displays they're doing are actually
off,
pretty good in that regard.
These displays are
nothing like watching a movie with a really dark scene and then seeing yourself in it.
Right.
Because it's really, really right. reflective.
Individually calibrated?
It's very, very cool.
Wow, that's interesting. Again, that could be part of the reason for the rebellion at Foxconn.
There's a FaceTime HD camera for 720p, dual microphones, and a stereo sound system that sounds even better than the previous generation, which is so hard to achieve because this has 40% less volume than the previous generation.
40%
it
less volume.
It also sheds up to 8 pounds over the previous generation.
Wow.
Really?
Not that you're going to be carrying
wow.
around, but that's a significant stat.
And again, like...
I'll if you're hanging it on a wall or something,
so
right?
With a nail now.
You know, I should point out that these are Visa compliant, so you can remove that stand and hang it on the wall. So we've done that actually with the iMac in my office. We use an Ergotron arm.
Yeah, Apple TV.
Yeah. So this is could be very well be a TV for Apple. Pretty impressive. 40%. We're looking at the new iMac. We haven't heard pricing. Typically...
So much work.
Typically, Apple will... I would love to look at that still again of the insides of it.
In terms of I.O.,
a headphone port,
an SD card slot?
Reader, four USB,
USB 3 ports, gigabit Ethernet, Thunderbolt, dual Ethernet.
The SD card just sticks straight out of the back.
When I talk about storage.
Yeah, it's the only place they could put it.
As I said, customers can choose a hard drive if they want.
They will have
hard
drives.
And many customers do because they want the maximum capacity. Others choose flash because that gives you maximum
performance. It's funny he doesn't call them SSDs anymore. They call them flash. I think that's a consumer, easier for consumers to understand.
Well, that sounds fast.
And they're not using a drive form factor. They really are using it.
Just using chips.
It's called the Apple Fusion Drive.
Now, we've seen hybrid drives before and been unimpressed with the performance.
It's 128 gigabytes of flash storage.
But maybe Apple's done something better.
Your choice, either 1 or 3 terabyte hard drive.
I think that's what people want.
In software, they're fused together into one logical volume. We do this.
Is it two drives, or is it a hybrid drive?
It's two drives.
It's built into OS 10 Mount Line.
So they're using RAID.
So it's automatic. There's nothing to set up, nothing to manage.
Now that's actually a very smart.
It just works.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So how does it work? Well, when you order your iMac, if you choose the Fusion Drive, you get it, and there's one drive made up of both flash and the hard drive.
It's a single drive, so it's a hybrid drive.
The operating system entirely fits on that flash, so we keep it there for maximum
system
performance.
I believe this is hybrid.
In fact, all the software that comes pre-installed on your iMac...
So MMX is saying in the chat room, this is part of the Ivy Bridge chipset with the MSATA.
Oh, okay.
...or migrated them from a previous computer, will fill up all the space and use the storage.
Hybrid drives have been out for a while. Alan Aventano's benchmarks of them were underwhelming.
OS X's Fusion Drive is figuring out what you use the most and what will benefit from being on flash. So, for example, if you don't use iMovie very often...
So that's the question. Is it one of these hybrid drives or something special?
...spreadsheets, it might move those onto flash. Or perhaps you
use
Aperture, not iPhoto.
Looked closely at the internal shot and says there are two drives.
All transparently from...
No HDMI, which was interesting, but the Thunderbolt HDMI should perform.
Well, using that Aperture...
Does this mean that the iMac has a special version of Mountain Lion to handle all this... All these changes.
I doubt it. I suspect this would have been built
speed.
In. But maybe it's a driver.
Flash is over 3.5 times faster at this task.
I have, so how does the Fusion drive a high-end iMac previous edition has dual drives, SSD and spinning, and that's what I have.
Does it appear as one volume?
No. It's two drives. But in a way, I prefer that because I could put the operating system on one drive. They're saying, we'll handle that for you, and I'm not sure that's desirable. But
I think for you...
For me,
users.
It's not. For end users, they don't want to have to separate.
The iMac comes with a wireless keyboard and wireless Magic Mouse.
I am going to order this.
Many customers also choose a wireless Magic Trackpad as well. And for those who still are stuck in the past, yes, you can get an optical drive. We offer a great super drive that plugs into
USB. External super drive.
External.
Stuck in the past, notice. He said stuck in the past. And I think the message is clear.
Quad-core i5, 8 gigs of memory, a GeForce GT640.
That can't be more than $14.99 or they're going to have a problem.
Hard drive for just $12.99.
Yeah, that's the right price. They did not raise the prices, in other words, or maybe raised it $100.
They're showing the same 5 people in the audience over and over.
That's
are the people clapping. For those of you thinking, why are all these journalists clapping?
They're
not all journalists.
The front 4 or 5 rows are usually Apple.
And these start shipping next month in November. The 27-inch iMac begins with a 2.9 gigahertz quad-core i5, 8 gigs of memory, GeForce GTX 660M, a terabyte hard drive for $17.99.
So it sounds, I believe they've raised the prices $100, but I think given what you're getting, this is
good. We start shipping about a month later in December. And again, like all of our computers, incredibly environmentally friendly, Energy Star 5.2, EP Gold.
We're going to have to get a fact check on that one.
We've also engineered this new iMac to be even more
energy
efficient.
Where's Candy Crowley?
Yeah. Uses up to 50% less power when sitting
just like an LED light bulb.
Those are the new iMacs.
Apparently.
21.5-inch, 27-inch, but perhaps the boldest new iMac designs we've ever created.
I have to say, this is a little bit of a surprise. No one rumored this.
Definitely a surprise,
perhaps because
yeah.
they won't be available for a couple of months.
That is a big
change.
Yeah, but again, when you look at that picture, it looks like this is an obvious fake. So if anyone saw those images, it's renders, you'd be like, there's no way.
It's a render.
It's 5 millimeters thin.
He did have one on stage. So.
It looks ridiculous.
We would have seen him on the blogs.
Really cool. It doesn't matter.
They don't care how bad it looks.
Yeah. Let's put it on Reddit.
I want to talk about iPad.
Do you?
Good idea.
You do?
Well, so far, some really, not totally unexpected, some big announcements. I think the unexpected announcement, that very thin, 5 millimeter on the edge iMac.
The big announcement that Apple makes Macs
and, today,
and computers.
I'm thrilled to tell you.
Very relieved to hear Apple's making Macs.
2 weeks ago, We sold our iPad.
Okay. Give me the little pad.
Sarah Ann, host of iPad Today. Is that a surprising number to you? It seems about right.
100 million iPads sold? Yeah. No. 100 million. Yeah, that sounds right.
It's a good number.
2.5 years. Right, but I mean, we know that they have sold well.
I keep forgetting how young the iPad
for a new product.
2.5 years.
In a new category. Now, to put this in some perspective, we sold more iPads in the June quarter than any PC manufacturer sold of their entire
kind of an unfair comparison.
Didn't they already say this too?
PCs were dead in June because everybody knew Windows 8 was coming.
And they're more expensive.
Right. It's still true, though.
And they're not really. Always. Yeah, exactly. I think if you compared it to Android tablets, though, it'd be quite a dramatic.
It might look a little
different. Actually, they could have gone 100 to 1.
And that would be
you're actually
fair,
comparing
frankly,
it to things
comparison.
That are selling well. So.
Numbers tell a different story. iPad accounts for over 90% of the web traffic from tablets. And we know that this is the thing that people do most often on a tablet.
And Web 9871 does make a good point. Apple probably makes more on an iPad than Dell makes on a desktop computer.
Successful? Well, it turns out that there's a simple reason for this. People love their iPads.
That's tautological, Tim.
They love
their iPads because
they love
their iPads.
The fast,
they use their iPads
because
they love them.
iPad's hardware is
they love them because they use
together.
Them.
They love the front camera that's absolutely perfect.
I just want them to announce a Megapad, freak everybody out.
It's the 27-inch
iMac.
Wouldn't that
be
funny?
Heaviest iPad.
You know, did you see
the
Sony Surface?
Yeah,
it is exactly that. It's ginormous.
It's meant for like educational institutions.
I think it's to be on the table in the kitchen. I can't quite figure out that really shows Sony's lack of sense more than.
I think that's more of an institutional thing than a consumer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it their Surface?
To help them work, play, create, and learn. One of the things that is so rewarding,
two syllable
and
word,
so amazing
work, play,
to us,
should have done one syllable word.
Is how Make. Quickly yep. iPad has been embraced in education.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Administrators, teachers, and students around the world have found iPad to be an incredible learning tool.
Say game changer.
Here's an example of what we're hearing. This is from a superintendent of a school district in Texas. He says, the iPad has been a real game changer in education.
Now double down on it.
No technology has impacted the way teachers teach and students learn more quickly and more profoundly.
Of course, the only iPad, fact we're waiting for, I believe, is the price.
Possibilities.
I think we know what the iPad Mini or whatever. Well, the name and the price.
I went out on a limb and said they'd call it the iPad
we
8.
We saw this early on.
Because it's
John
almost
Gruber,
8 inches.
Earlier
this
some
year,
interesting.
Yeah, he said iPad Air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
that's another good one.
Little pad.
That was his first choice. His second choice was just the iPad. And that, I think, is the most likely.
Probably the most likely. You're right.
Oh, crap. You guys are right. It's just iPad.
When you buy a MacBook Pro, you have a choice of 13 inches.
And that's where they want to go.
When you buy an iMac, you have a choice of 21 inches.
Interactive diagrams, photos,
and videos. So, frankly, I'd be shocked if they call it anything but an iPad.
In fact, iBooks textbooks.
Well, they say MacBook Pro 13 inch. So if they say iPad 8 inch, I win.
You're just coming up with the rules as you're going along.
The iPad 8 running Windows 8.
They want to steal 8 right now. Actually,
that'd be interesting. Holy cow! Can you steal a number?
These are enough to make you want to be.
I predict iPad, just iPad. Do you have a prediction?
iBooks textbooks.
I think it's going to be iPad Mini.
Oh, I'd be shocked if it's Mini. He did mention the word Mini, though, didn't he?
Phil said he wanted to hear the word Mini.
It's already in the product
line.
We've
got a Mac Mini. iPad Mini. Yeah, you know what? You might be right.
We'll see.
Leaves room for the iPad Nano.
iPad Junior.
I think it's just in my head, too.
It will not be.
iPad Junior.
Sadly.
Yeah. Smaller publishers, teachers, universities are using this to provide very engaging content.
Apple stores, of course, still closed.
But the problem
now is... today, we're announcing the latest version of iBooks Author. And it includes some incredibly new Apple templates, like this one that's a portrait-only template. Publishers can now take their own
fonts. I like it when it's portrait-only.
Use them to provide a more custom look of their books.
And the old sea dog at the Admiral.
Portrait-only also on a smaller iPad is significant.
Yeah,
these beautifully rendered mathematical expressions directly into their books. This is actually very big.
Alex Lindsay is a huge fan of Author. He believes that
to provide even more
it's a transformational technology.
It's great stuff.
And publishers can now easily update their books. This is especially key in education.
Especially?
It's very important that students have
some
access
people say
to
that.
The latest version
he also
of
says often.
iBooks Author is available today
it's that southern
as a free
accent.
Download.
And it's I guess.
It's shown as Crimson Store. Tide.
I would encourage everyone to check it out.
So download now available.
Add it to your library.
iPad is taking the business market
poor
by
man.
Storm. In the office,
we're going nuclear.
In the field, and in places you could never...
Nope.
Where?
Wow, he just sounded like Homer Simpson for a moment there. I'm just checking to see if it's an upgrade to
every
the existing Author.
In the Fortune 500 is now testing or deploying iPad. And we're seeing a similar success.
And
in
I don't see an update in the Apple Store. Let me
now,
check and see.
With 100,
they gave it away, right? So,
yeah, I said it's free and available today. It may not be in there yet.
No, it doesn't seem to be.
We couldn't be more thrilled with how quickly iPad has been embraced by so many users.
Couldn't be, huh?
For so many different.
Yeah,
things.
The current version is the only one in the store right now.
But we know. We are just getting started. Earlier this year, we announced an iPad with a beautiful Retina display. And this iPad has gone on to be the fastest-selling iPad of all time and the top-selling tablet in the world. But we're not taking our foot off the gas. We've got some really cool stuff to show you. And to do that, I'd like to invite
Scott
Phil
Forstall.
Back up
oh,
to the stage.
Come back, Phil.
Wonderful to see Scott Forstall. He's being somewhat blamed
for the maps.
For issues. He's iOS, isn't he?
Right, yeah, he's been the head of iOS for a
maps.
Very long time.
One
he's
of the
been blamed for maps. He's been blamed for iCloud. So
thank
it's
you.
Interesting. Normally, I would think
so
that Scott would be here, but
half a year ago, we introduced
well, Phil does a lot of hardware.
iPad with its Retina display, and it's remarkable. So that's why it's more incredible that we're sitting
iPad
here
4
today,
for the level.
Over half a year later.
iPad 4, interesting.
To talk about the
that's
ooh,
an
the
interesting
fourth
name
generation.
Since it's not the iPad 3.
Okay,
is it iPad 4 or just iPad
I'm,
the
I'm
4?
I'm reading Twitter
generation.
Now because we're not
it's iPad 4th generation. So that's exactly
iPad.
It's the iPad.
It's a powerhouse.
It's the iPad. It's
so, what's inside
so 7 months after releasing the third
chip,
gen.
6X.
I got burned.
A6X chip delivering even faster performance.
We that's interesting.
So far ahead of the
so they are actually... This is just, not, friends. I think this is a full size iPad. We're looking.
This is.
I think you're gonna have.
This
I think you have two sizes.
This is replacing. They're actually replacing
the
already. This is gonna really upset some
a
people.
A huge jump.
They're
ahead.
Replacing the iPad.
It also doubles the graphics.
The new iPad is no longer
they
the new iPad.
They were not close
it's
to us,
iPad.
And now we've doubled that again. In addition, we've added a new generation of Apple Image Signal processor for tasks like face recognition and image stabilization. So all of this power,
this is kind of a shocker.
2 times CPU power, 2 times
how old is the iPad?
It's not a shocker.
It's less than 6 months old.
7 months
we
old.
We heard that the full-size iPad was going to get a refresh.
10 hours of
this is more than a refresh, though. This sounds
generation.
Like it's the fourth generation.
Yeah, they, well, yeah.
It's not just
it's
a lightning.
New chip.
HD well, there goes my
new camera.
And the cellular version
LTE.
Has LTE.
Well, no, they had that before.
Greatly expanded coverage.
Yeah, that just means
we're working with many carriers
Sprint?
Around the world to support LTE.
AT&T, Verizon,
radios for it.
Telus and Rogers in Canada,
iPad.
Bell as well, Fido
many
as well,
Sprint,
some new
Telstra
ones.
In Australia,
like
Optus.
Sprint here in the U.S. and KDDI in Japan. We've also updated the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi performance as well.
Wi-Fi.
Apple Pi.
Sounds good.
It's 802.11a,
I think you're
going to
win
B,
the naming.
G, N, and N is 2.4 and 5 gigahertz.
So they're doing the MIMO Wi-Fi that they did in the iPhone 5.
New connector. Not a surprise. Reversible
and compatible with devices now being created for iPhone 5.
This is interesting. I mean, this may explain why they just called it the third generation, the new iPad. They may have known, or they should have known, that they were going to be doing this just a few
months
later.
Lightning to SD
card. An SD card reader.
For video. A lot of people don't like, they don't like the SD card.
And lightning to VGA.
Nice.
Yeah, they had that before.
They just didn't have a lightning.
The 30 pin, right.
Of course. Based on a system with this,
they do need to do that, and Lightning HDMI answers that question. If there's video out there,
it's beautiful in the market. The fourth generation iPad comes in both black and white, and it starts with the same configuration as the last generation: 16 gigabytes Wi-Fi for $499. So twice the performance.
Well, I got to order myself a new iPad.
Yep, I'm gazelling mine now.
I guess we have to do that.
Darn it!
I'll tell you what, I'll keep the old one. You get the new one. I'm not going to buy a new one.
Starts at $499, so it's the same price.
The same price, starting at $629.
And the cellular one,
$130 premium.
How much faster is it?
The A6X?
He said twice as fast. That can't be the case.
Well, if you looked at the benchmarks for the iPhone versus the iPad, the new iPhone, it just destroys. Yeah, it's almost double.
Yeah, but twice the clock speed doesn't mean twice the performance.
What else can we do to help customers?
Benchmarks on the iPhone 5 were remarkable.
To use it in places they never imagined, in manners they never have before.
Oh, what's that? That looks like a smaller version of the iPad.
I think that's an out-of-scale iPod.
No, that's a Galaxy Note.
Who called it iPad Mini?
The Mini.
Did they actually call
it that? You're right, Sarah Lane.
To everybody.
Okay, you get a donut.
That's a Galaxy Note. Yes.
iPad Nexus, I like that.
iPad Nexus.
iPad Nexus would be awesome.
There's those people
iPad
again.
Mini.
I think we can tell by your excitement you know what this is. This is iPad Mini. And
did he mention availability on the new iPad? I guess I'll do it.
What can you do with an iPad Mini that you can't already do with the amazing fourth generation iPad?
Squint.
You can hold it in one hand. Now this just
depends on the size of your hands.
It's an entirely
new
design with a beautiful aluminum glass enclosure where every detail is finely crafted and
by
made.
Hand-tooled by artisans.
Finally, they've crafted
which they're manufactured are at a level of tolerance.
There's that bezel I hate so much on the iPhone 5.
There's nothing
you hate
as amazing as this.
It's very soft.
It's incredibly thin and beautiful iPad.
I had to put in a rubber case, much as I hate to. It's so beautiful.
Incredibly this looks just like all the...
It doesn't ding, I guess.
Light.
Fine. Yeah.
It's like all the renders we've seen.
Oh, no, you got things. Yeah. You got all sorts of things.
Yeah.
All down that edge.
Oh, I mean, you got to look at that with a microscope. Is that really what you're looking
patient.
At?
That's the beginning of the end.
Okay.
How long have you had it?
I don't know. 3 weeks?
Put it next to a regular size iPad so I can actually
put it in.
How
to put it in.
You didn't have to.
Amazing. Here, let me tell you a lot more
about
it.
You see that?
What'd you do?
Nothing.
This iPad Mini.
You took an X-Acto knife to it. I saw you.
And that didn't scratch it, but apparently the bezels was soft. Anyway.
You dropped it, obviously.
Fourth generation iPad. To put it in context, it's as thin as a pencil. That's thin. It weighs just 0.68 pounds. That's over 50% lighter than the previous iPad, fourth generation. So in context,
it's not previous yet. It's the new iPad.
It's as light as a pad.
He's confused too.
We were going to say a book, but books are much heavier.
Light as a pad of paper.
We came out with a pad of paper. Comes in black and white, the white with silver, the black with a slate back.
It looks like an iPhone 5. They're using the same iPhone 5.
But I think one of the biggest questions people wonder is,
where can I read Surfer magazine?
7.9 inch.
And the team worked really hard thinking about this.
Not 7.85.
They want an iPad that's capable of running all that amazing software written for iPad without developers having to do any work. We wanted it to be smaller such that it could be thinner and lighter.
All right, Sarah, you're so smart. What's the price?
But not so small that it stops being incredibly usable.
You're so smart.
I need to know more about the display first.
Of all these devices. So let's look at it side by side.
1024 by 768.
Next to the iPad Mini.
Oh.
The iPad 2.
249.
9.7 inches on the diagonal.
249,
iPad
you think?
Mini, 7.9. So that's easy to remember, right? 9.7.
At 249, it's very compelling.
Oh, I see. 9.7.
I'll buy that one. You can buy the fourth generation.
They're exactly the same.
The Surfer iPad looks the same. 1024 by 768. Yeah, this is what we expected. It would be in many ways comparable to the iPad second generation.
That means sorry, you're cringing at that.
Software created for iPad all works on the iPad Mini.
I think 329.
And it's great to use in both the portrait.
I'm being very optimistic.
Yeah, 249 is great.
299.
Love to use it in both mail.
299.
That's what I.
So it's great.
That's not what they're saying.
Reading your email and responding to your email and surfing the web. It's great for managing all your photos and sharing them with friends and family. It's fantastic for kicking back and reading a magazine or a book on. It is amazing to sit there and hold it. And
The Verge wrote, Phil's running through all the apps you can run on this thing. Hint, it's all of them.
It's great for all of your iWork applications.
He is literally going through it. But I think that's important because, for instance, Surface RT will not run all of your Windows apps.
GarageBand. I mean, it is so much
won't run any of your Windows apps or Windows RT apps.
I guess I'm seeing this and I'm like, but I do this with my iPad right now.
Right.
And all of those applications work wonderfully on it.
I'm never thinking I wish it was smaller. All day long.
You're going to love using Facebook. I mean, Apple's cannibalized its sales before. And if anybody's going to get the 7-inch market, they'd rather eat up their own than let somebody else do it.
You're going to love doing that on iPad Mini. If you love playing games, playing incredibly amazing
maps.
Games like Real Racing 2 are incredible on the new iPad.
I'm curious if this is going to be cellular or not.
So that's a dot pitch of 162, or a PPI of 162. It's a fairly low res. It is not, in fact, anything close to red.
They failed miserably. These are not great experiences. Well, why?
Why?
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. That's a Nexus 7. Right,
and an Android tablet on the left.
And
this
Android
is the
tablet.
Latest, greatest,
the
most
Android
favorite
tablet.
Reviewed new device.
Yeah.
So let's compare them. Well, first,
this is interesting. I can't remember Apple ever
the
doing this.
Bezels around the display.
They've shown
pulling
desktops.
Pulling up the competitors.
They pulled up a phone once. I remember.
Yes,
I don't remember
all the keys
one.
On it.
Yeah.
Certain.
Not quite this exhaustive of a comparison. I don't think
it's thicker. In fact, the entire product, that Android product, is thicker and heavier than iPad Mini, even though it has a smaller display.
Wait till Monday.
So let's look at those displays.
Nexus 7 is pretty light.
On the diagonal, theirs is 7 inches. The iPad Mini is 7.9. That doesn't sound like a lot more, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Well, that's on the diagonal. The actual area of the display, 21.9 square.
I've used a Samsung device with a 7.8-inch screen, and it's just so much better than like, something on a Playbook or a Kindle at 7 inches.
7 inches is my favorite size. I even like the original Galaxy Tab 7.
I love the Nexus 7.
And the Nexus 7 is a good size.
I don't
we should point out it's a few months old, and Google is likely to announce a new tablet on Monday.
Surf the 29th.
We love to surf the web on our iPads. So here's surfing the web. This is a popular museum, the Guggenheim Museum.
I've heard of it.
And visiting it in both browsers.
That's not the Guggenheim, though. That's
the browser. There's tabs.
A Guggenheim.
He's trying to say that, yeah, sure, 10-inch iPad has more space, but this is a lighter version of the Nexus 7, and you get more space.
You can see a huge difference.
You can?
Well, the point is the Nexus 7 is $200 and $250. So I'm curious that he's doing this comparison. It sounds to me like they're going to do a price comparison as well, because you could justify if the price was $129 more, then, you know, it's not such a strong comparison. So I don't think you bring this out and compare it unless your price is the same.
This is something that I don't like about the smaller tablets, is that they look really weird in the landscape.
They're 16.9, yeah.
That's a good point.
I don't know if there's much future in a 4.3 display, to be honest. Even the iPhone 5, I got to point out, is 16.9.
For iPad users. And we've learned we have over 700,000 applications that can run an iPad, but customers love the ones written for iPad, designed for that screen. Over 275,000 of them. What does the other platform have? They have phone applications stretched up, not tablet applications.
Chapman's making a great point. Example, this is a lower res display. Like it's a larger display, but it's lower res than the Nexus 7.
Great
right.
Experience on iPad Mini. You get a scaled-up phone experience on that other product.
Well, that's
it's
one
a big difference. If you like to shop on eBay, a huge difference between what you can do on an iPad and on these other products.
He's showing the eBay iPad app versus Android the maps phone app. But there are tablet apps, yeah. Pull up the Maps app.
Search for videos to watch in Vimeo. A great experience.
Well, the iOS.
That's, by the way, this is why Apple doesn't normally do this kind of head-to-head comparison.
Yeah.
Because of that exact snarky remark, which is, but... It's apples to oranges. It's not a fair.
There are those people again.
Yeah, same five rows. So
that's Dave Morin.
It's a beautiful theater.
It really is.
Let's talk a little bit more about what's inside iPad Mini. It is a great iPad. In fact, the technologies inside...
And there are tablet apps, quite a few, I think.
Doesn't this comparison feel like it's going on a long time?
It's an amazing set. Of technology
A5, so it is basically an iPad 2 first, with Lightning.
There's an Apple A5 chip, a dual-core A5 chip.
Isn't that what was
more
in
enough
the,
power to drive this incredible mini
second
display
generation.
And give you great.
Isn't the iPhone 5 the only thing? The A6?
Oh, maybe.
iPhone 5 and now the new iPad.
Yeah. So
the new iPad.
So it is
it's the same as new. Well, old new iPad.
And even bigger difference. Third generation iPad.
Third gen, yeah.
All right, now that was another question. Is and I was hoping they put a very good camera. It's a good camera, but it's not a better camera.
HD video.
Right. It's on par with the iPod Touch. Same thing, 5 megapixels.
The wireless has advanced greatly, too. It has the same
capabilities. Does it have
LTE? Dual, that's interesting.
Our new fourth generation iPad, LTE wireless.
So it is superior to an iPad, too, in many respects.
Yeah.
11 ABGN and N at 2.4 and 5 gigahertz, so twice as fast Wi-Fi. We've built in that Lightning connector, so it's compatible with the accessories being created for iPhone
Nexus 7, of course, quad-core, not dual-core. I'm not sure that that
iPod
is a
Touch and iPod
significant
Nano.
Difference.
And all of this technology,
like this.
All this incredible capability in such a thin and light device, the team has worked really hard to get you the same battery life, 10 hours of battery life, just like the fourth-generation iPad. So hopefully...
That's why, by the way, 1024 by 768. Right?
I forgot I was going to print out the Joy of Tech checklist to see if we hit all of the points.
As you've been hearing about all these features and performance and capability, you see, it is every inch an iPad.
They haven't told us the price yet because they want to separate
we've
it from the comparison.
Created a video to tell you a lot more about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Put a video in between. Mm-hmm. We don't want to mention the price. See, I think if you're going to... Okay.
From the very beginning, Johnny Ive in his heavenly room.
Oh, that was on the list.
Very powerful, very capable. There's the checklist. I think we've hit a lot of it. So not a quote from Watt Mossberg and or Dave Pogue, but in fact, The Verge.
Yeah.
That's a changing of the guard. Twitter flurry about Tim's untucked shirt. But pack them into Apple Store is down. So tweets, check. Tim Cook talks about Apple retail. No. With the new iPad Mini. Yes, he did. They showed the video.
The montage. Yes. Is that
there's almost no Apple adjective generator fired up backstage.
So probably.
Enter Zach and Snaggy's checklist. A good crop
like a
of phenomenal,
video.
Incredible, and amazing.
Yes.
Apple iPhone 5 is incredible. I don't think they talked about
at the very top.
Oh,
they
yes,
talked about
did.
The sales of the iPhone.
All right. All your apps and quotes from Eric Schmidt and Samsung, notably absent. Yes. Refresh blog pages despite what they said about not having to refresh the page. Check. Tim Cook mentions maps. Doesn't call it a debacle. No.
No, he hasn't talked about it.
We are not going to say anything about maps today.
Both FaceTime and...
No, by the way, you're watching live coverage of Apple's announcement, and it is a big announcement. Not only iBooks 3, but also new MacBook Pro 13-inch Retina, Mac Mini, up to i7, iMac with a very thin 5-millimeter edge.
It'll cut you.
The new iPad 4th generation replacing the current iPad 3rd generation, and yes, an iPad Mini. We're watching a video right now. This broadcast brought to you by our friends at Slingbox. Slingbox makes it possible to watch your home TV. On your iPad, even, I suspect, the iPad Mini. And by the way, the new Slingbox stuff is great. HD quality video. Find out more. Buy one at an Amazon, Best Buy, or Fry's, or visit slingbox.com/twit for more information.
They look like they were designed by Frank Geary.
The new ones, yeah, they do. They have that swoop, that little twist and bend in it. They're really gorgeous. And the Slingbox app means you watch high-definition TV now. On your iPad. They're still playing the video. That's why we went back to the very beginning and we took the
time. I want to hear Sir Johnny Ive's accent.
It
was a concentration of, not a reduction of the original.
It's not a reduction. We feel strong. It's a concentration.
They're really trying to hammer that this isn't just a smaller iPad.
Exactly the right display size. But it became clear that we had to reduce the width of the borders so you can still pick it up and easily use it with one hand. We have continued to develop our unibody process.
Aluminium.
There are essentially two parts to the enclosure, the glass and the aluminium.
Huh? Bingo!
Wait, let's see if that's on the checklist, aluminium.
What if we eat a donut every time something's crossed off?
We might gain a lot of weight.
Mm. Scott Forstall demo
like
did
idea.
Not happen. Video of Johnny Ive in a white heaven-like room praising astonishing new device. Check.
We also designed an entirely new smart cover.
Do you think there'll be a musical guest? I have to say.
These were leaked earlier today. I wasn't sure to leave the leak.
Smart covers for the Mini.
Yeah. We now essentially wrap the iPad Mini in a single, simple colored material.
Of love.
Called plastic.
The biggest challenge that we faced was incorporating all of these great
features. I love the new way they describe, not Apple, but others describe plastic cases as resin.
Every part had to be custom designed.
Oh, it's resin. I think that's Microsoft.
Plastic is cheap resin.
The glass are only 0.2 millimeters thin.
It's a long chain polymer resin.
Hand tooled by craftsmen.
Same fine long chain polymer resin used in aircraft tires.
Airplane landing material.
I'd say I like the iPad Mini, though. That was very smart for them to do a change on the design so that it doesn't just look like a small iPad.
HD cameras.
I do think that, and they're showing it used as a camera, as they did with the old iPad, but I do think that this is...
We've been able to build all
less lame to hold up at a concert.
Less lame.
A little less ridiculous.
Did you hear that David Byrne at his concert specifically said you could take pictures, you can record, you can do anything you want, but please don't use
all
an iPad.
All of these efforts...
Why, it's because it's too big a screen.
To make a product.
He's very specifically said to not use an iPad.
Because it's too big a screen and it'll...
It's annoying.
Distracting.
It's annoying to him or the people behind the people taking...
That's exactly why there's a Mini.
Oh, okay.
The result exactly why.
A Mini, it's why they made the Mini, for David Byrne.
Exactly.
It's the David Byrne iPad.
Stop making sense.
Stop making sense. Start making iPads.
Still waiting on the price here. We all forgot about the comparison to the Nexus.
Oh, until you reminded us.
Oh,
new
sorry.
Smaller iPad advertisement should be next on the checklist.
Small.
Showing people with fun, active lives, unlike the lives of most of us.
Is every inch an iPad. As you saw, it comes with a great line of accessories.
Pretty ugly
including
colors.
These optional smart covers that come in blue, green, pink.
No keyboard.
I like the green one. Gray,
and even I thought they might do a Surface style.
The 1980s are back, ladies
smart,
and gentlemen.
Smart, so they work with the software intelligently, and they're great to use in every angle. They really complement this incredible.
Now, here's the prices, and it is, in fact.
The iPad Mini starts with a full 16 gigabytes of memory.
Right. Full 16.
And the Wi-Fi configuration will be priced at $329.
We had thought that they would do an 8 gigabyte at $329, so 16 is I think, necessary.
iPad 2 not going away.
I'm shocked. For an iPad, helping us to reach even more customers. So this is the iPad lineup. iPad Mini starts at $329. iPad 2 at $399, iPad 4th generation with a Retina display at $499.
Does that make the new iPad from January a collector's item?
Well, it's like
so there those all are the Wi-Fi configurations.
How much is
and then of course,
I guess
cellular
so.
Configurations. So there's something.
It makes the iPod Touch look a little expensive, to be honest.
Yeah, the most expensive iPod Touch is $299. No, $399.
Device that anyone
so there's no reason to get one.
Now, if you want to get your hands on one, how are you going to do that? Well, both iPad Mini and the 4th generation iPad. Be able to start to pre-order this Friday on October 26th. And the Wi-Fi versions will ship
same
first,
day
just a week
out.
Later, on November 2nd, to a large list of countries. Here they are.
Wow. And this is where Apple really shows off its production capabilities.
We'll start to ship the cellular versions, first in the U.S., and then gradually around the world. Of course, like all of our products, the team works very hard to make sure this is environmentally friendly, iPad Mini, and the 4th generation iPad,
you know,
arsenic-free display glass.
They usually ship them all
the
time,
free
don't
display,
they? Or am I just
BFR
not remembering
free,
it right?
PVC-free.
The cellular delay by 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I think they're usually all together.
Yeah, I don't remember ever having to wait.
An amazing new addition to our iPad family. We're going to be so excited to tell customers about it if they don't already know how exciting it is right now, streaming this live on the Internet. And we're going to add a TV.
Little shout out to the Internet.
Looks like I'll be able to get it in time for the cruise.
In a
that's
really
good.
Simple and fun way.
Shipping yeah. November 2nd, but you can get the cellular one.
That's no one okay.
I'm just really disappointed that there's cruise not Retina for that price. I thought that they were going to.
That's
a good point. Of course.
Does this mean no new iPad next year, then, in January?
They're playing together.
I got
to
point out,
October.
The person playing on the right has smaller hands. And the person playing on
are
the
they
left.
Filed down?
I just want to point that out. There's a little magic, a little movie magic going on. The person on the left is Tom Hanks. The person on the right is Hervé Villechaize. Or a child.
Oh, right then, stream.
Stream dies on the cheers.
Thanks.
That was the ad, so check that off the Nitro Zach and Snaggy Joy of Check checklist.
Joy of Checklist.
iPad Mini to everyone who already knows how great iPad is. And that's iPad Mini. Let me turn it back to Tim.
And Tim Cook for final words. Pricing was exactly as rumored.
I mean, what happens with the iPad third gen?
It looks like it's going away.
It's just going away. It's pulled off shelves. You can't buy it anymore because it's got a 30-pin connector. I don't know. You could buy the
two if you really like that connector.
That you would see some incredible innovation from Apple across the year.
He did promise that.
Innovation
right.
that only Apple could deliver.
It's a remarkable line of products, really, in this year. All of the products refreshed, except...
And I hope that you agree.
The Mac Pro.
We shipped Mountain Lion and iOS 6, the latest versions of our desktop and mobile operating systems with hundreds of new features, including great new features that help Macs and iOS devices work seamlessly together. We launched two new incredible iPods, a completely redesigned Nano and an amazingly thin fifth-generation iPod Touch. We launched the unbelievable new iPhone with an incredible thin and light design with a beautiful 4-inch Retina display. We refreshed our entire lineup of notebooks and reinvented the Pro Notebook with the 13-inch, 15-inch MacBook Pro with Retina displays. And we announced today the unbelievably thin and unbelievably gorgeous new iMac. Earlier this year, we announced the third generation iPad with a Retina display.
Suckers.
And today we replaced
it. That's me.
And you bought it.
With a faster fourth generation iPad.
I do feel bad about that.
And added the
I actually
don't feel bad. It was January or March.
This is a souped up version.
It was 7 months.
I don't need this one.
It doesn't make your iPad obsolete.
That's been sold.
The question is, does this mean we don't get another new iPad? They're off cycle now. They can do anything.
They're moving iPad to October then.
And cloud services.
No, they don't have to. They couldn't do this either, and they just did. Like, they're off cycle.
They're going to screw us every couple of months.
They're basically saying we're not going to be predictable anymore.
Oh, that's interesting.
We hope that you love these products.
They don't release MacBook Pros
as much as we love creating them.
Good point.
I'd personally like to thank all of the teams at Apple that have worked so hard to create everything you've seen today.
This is where the Apple employees in the front rows stand up and get acknowledged.
We are the ones who are clapping.
Going to thank the families. Steve Jobs is always very careful to thank the families. And I would love to hear
the families are the people who don't come home very often.
Exactly. Those parents that you haven't seen. And
they're still alive.
They're still here. You see them in the front row there?
We appreciate them.
Yeah.
And they've been clapping for us.
So you don't have to.
I think Steve did that. It's interesting because Steve in the biography said the reason he had the biography written is so that his kids would know what he'd been doing when they didn't see him.
And most innovative people I know.
Sad.
And I think that's one of the reasons he constantly did that.
It's a privilege and inspiration for me to be able to work with them. I want to thank everyone for coming. We've got a hands-on area with all of the new products you've seen today. It's upstairs. I invite you all to go. Get your hands
didn't
on them.
Fight me, but thanks, Tim.
Thank you for joining us.
Not all of us, Tim. All right, Tim Cook leaving the stage, and boy, this was a big announcement. In fact, arguably a much bigger announcement than last month's big announcement from Apple. Certainly more new products from Apple. The biggest surprise, the third-generation iPad is no longer available. They've replaced it with a fourth-generation iPad that not only adds a lightning connector, but also an A6X processor that he claimed to be twice as fast. Same pricing. So you won't be able to buy your third generation
A6X
iPad
is
anymore.
Not something that we've seen before, correct?
No, right. A6 is in the iPhone 5.
That was the current model.
And the X is usually, they have extra graphics processors to handle that giant screen. That's what was in the iPad as well. The A5X at some point.
Ayaz, you bought your iPad third gen, not right when it was available. It was a little bit later on in the year,
nope.
And you're feeling burned.
I bought it on pre-order day. Like, I ordered on that same day.
So you're not burned.
Oh, no, I'm burned.
You know who's burned?
I don't feel
me.
That burned.
I just gave my mom an iPad third generation.
This is a gift.
Yeah. And,
those are
she
collector's
won't
items
know the difference.
Now. Oh, she's
well,
watching,
remember,
unfortunately.
The only difference is the A6X processor, which arguably is a difference maker, and the lightning connector. So I don't feel the need to go rush out and buy this new iPad.
It's just
faster. Yeah.
It's just faster.
But I wonder what the consumer,
what average consumers are going to think. I think that that might be a sticking point. The other, I think, important note is the cost on an iPad mini. The mini will be a little bit more powerful than perhaps that we thought. 7.9 inches, not 7.85 inches. No 8-gigabyte version, as the rumor mill predicted. It's 16 gigabytes for $329. They did get the price right. 32 gigs for $399. 64 gigs for $499. You'll be able to pre-order a Wi-Fi iPad mini, actually all of them, on Friday. But your Wi-Fi iPad mini won't come till November 2nd. And it's November 16th for an LTE-based iPad mini. It is the mini.
It's the iPad mini.
You nailed it, Sarah Lane.
I think it was because we'd heard about it for so long that that's all I could think of in my head.
Right.
Anything else just sounded weird at this point.
Well, and it is a little confusing now because they are selling how many models of iPads? They have the mini, the iPad 2 they're still selling.
Mm-hmm.
They no longer sell the third generation iPad. They now sell the fourth generation iPad. So there are three models of iPad available. I think perhaps they did need to give this one a name.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing.
Well, they called it the iPad Retina when they put it up on the slide. It was the iPad 2, the iPad Mini, and the iPad with Retina display.
Okay.
Okay.
So there you go. Now, that maybe is a little bit clarifying. Again, we understand that. You at home understand that because you're you know, hardcore committed technology fans. It's really whether the market, the consumer who wanders into an Apple store will understand.
When they wander in, they're going to say, I want the iPad, and they're going to point to the Retina display. Here you go.
Right.
Is that one that's cheaper? Well, we have a smaller one and a cheaper one.
Right. I think you're right. That's kind of what they've done with the iPhone as well, right?
Am I the only one who's disappointed about no Retina on iPad Mini? I mean, should I not care as much because it's actually a smaller package overall?
It's a pretty low-res display. The iPad Mini at 1024 by 768, 7.9 inches, is 162 pixels an inch. That is kind of old-fashioned.
Yeah, if you're using... They were hammering home reading email, browsing the web, iBooks. Right. I mean, that's all stuff where you are concentrating on small characters for a long time.
I guess you want
it to be the best quality possible.
I'm not disappointed so much. I was expecting this for the price point because a Retina display at that size probably bumped the price somewhere at $399, $499. And that's like the full-size iPad class. Mm-hmm. And I think Apple wants to make sure that they can get in to that lower price point. $329 for 16 gigabytes isn't too bad, but that's that the trade-off was that display.
It is $80 more than the comparable 16-gigabyte Nexus 7.
Mm-hmm.
It is $130 more than the Fire HD. I think that seems a reasonable premium for an Apple product.
The rumor is that Google's going to drop the price of the Nexus 7 come this Monday, October 29th, and you'll be able to get a $99 entry price version. So if that's the case, then all of a sudden this looks a lot more expensive in comparison.
Yeah.
Well, Tim Cook made a big point of talking about how many apps are available for iPad, 275,000. And as much as you want to compare prices on tablets, if you don't have the applications and it's just big phone apps, well, what do you have? You just have a big phone. So you might as well go with the phone. So this is their big hook, right? It's just we have apps.
You want to hear something really cold?
I'd love to.
During this Apple announcement, Zynga laid off 100 employees.
That was very smart.
Was it?
Nobody was noticing.
Nobody was paying any attention. Veronica Belmont.
Veronica Belmont.
How are you? She's come in to order her iPad mini.
Nice.
Nexus 7 is 216 pixels per inch. I think somebody in the chat room mentioned, and I think this is probably right, that they're saving a Retina mini for next year. They need something to do.
Yep.
And that makes a lot of sense.
Retina mini.
If
that's something you can get in March, yeah.
I would say wait.
Would you really?
Yeah.
You really want to buy this for a loved one for Christmas?
Pricing is also complicated by the iPod Touch, which really is, in many ways, an iPad, right? So
it's a small iPad.
It's a smaller. It more in the continuity of an iPad than it is on the continuity of an iPhone.
Sure.
So, but the pricing is not linear.
Right, but the other thing is the iPad mini comes with a data connection option, which you can never get on an iPod Touch.
Right.
So just seeing that price at $329, then you're like, oh, I can get one with cellular. And then you end up paying
for another
extra $130. It's that little gateway price, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and as I've pointed out before, the only number that anybody pays attention to is that entry-level price, mm-hmm. even though that may not be the device they end up buying. But people always look at that as the price, right? Starting at $329. I tell you what's interesting, because we've got a Google announcement on Monday. And I think, again, this is credit to the chat room. I wish I had the name. But what we're going to see in the next decade is a very intense competition between Apple and Google. The battle lines have very clearly been drawn.
With Microsoft jumping up and down, trying to get into the...
Over here,
please
over
invite
here.
Me, too. I want in on
it. We get our Surface RTs on Friday. At least I do. And so that's... I don't know. Is RT even in that playing field?
Sure.
It doesn't seem... It seems more of a serious device, perhaps, than the Mini... Or the
The Windows 8 tablets are more of a serious device. I think the RT.
Where does RT fit in?
I mean, they're definitely pitching it as this is a fun device. You see those commercials that Microsoft
right.
is playing. It's like click click click.
They're
tap,
very,
tap,
they're
tap.
Really iPad style commercials.
They very much
yeah,
are. Yeah.
Yeah. Apple Store is still. Don't know. It's reopened, and you can now shop for your iPad Mini. So let me just quickly order that. Why don't you guys?
You can't pre-order
talk
until
amongst
Friday,
yourselves.
I
oh,
he's got a time machine.
Yeah. Darn it.
Time machine.
Yeah. Gosh darn it. They have put the keynote and the Johnny Ive Heavenly Room video up already on the website. They're calling it, and this is important to look at the language that they use to describe this, every inch an iPad, emphasizing both size and the fact that this is an iPad, not a phone or a touch. Full iPad experience, but less of it. See, again.
There's less of it,
but less
no
of it, but no less to it.
Ooh, nice prepositional work.
I do like the fact that it has cameras on both sides. I think that's something they could have left out, and it makes it, in fact, really much more of an iPad.
And there's no camera on the Nexus 7.
That's right. There's a front-facing only.
There's no rear-facing,
yeah.
Correct? Yeah.
He didn't actually point that out, did he? That was an opportunity missed. 275,000 apps, as you said, was a big distinguishing point. There are, of course, tablet apps for Android, but they're an order of magnitude fewer, and that's a significant difference, I think. They're doing the MIMO Wi-Fi. Prices as expected. You know, it's too bad that this was telegraphed, because what would your reaction be if we hadn't heard that for the last week that it was going to be $329? Does that feel high?
Actually,
or low?
I heard $250. I heard $299. Okay. $329 was the highest rumor I heard, so this sounded expensive to me because what was telegraphed was all over the place.
I was like, they're going to surprise everybody and go $249.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would that have made a difference? I think the people who buy Apple gear.
Yeah,
expect to pay a premium.
No, $329,
it's not a significant premium.
It doesn't shock.
It's shock.
Expected. They didn't surprise you with the like, oh my gosh, that's so cheap.
We've even argued, I mean, certainly on TNT, that if Apple goes too low, then all of a sudden there's a little bit of a psychological, well, why?
Why
can't they get more for it? Is there something missing?
Well, the thing is, we've seen what the base cost or something like this could be with Amazon, right? They're selling things at cost. And so if Apple wants to make a profit on every piece of hardware it sells, that's what they want to do. The $329 price actually sounded about right because Amazon's pricing was so low. So just add another $100 on each product, pretty close.
Now, they also introduced a new iBooks app with continuous scrolling and a whisper sync-like function. They introduced, as expected, a 13-inch MacBook Pro with a Retina display. But at the time when they announced new iMacs, we were all stunned because that was the one thing that didn't leak after the iPad Mini announcement and the surprise announcement of an upgrade to the iPad. Still stunned? Still excited about that?
I'm very excited.
Very
now,
small
I
bezel?
I think that you probably could say that most of the world doesn't care about desktop computing anymore, and so... From Apple's point of view, the iPad and the new Retina MacBook Pro are probably much more important, certainly to the bottom line. But I, as somebody who uses desktops, and I know a lot of our audience still uses desktops, I think this is pretty exciting. This is what I would have thought an Apple TV might have looked like. Ultra-thin, 5-millimeter thin edge. The new display is much like the iPads, where the screen, or the iPhone 5, I should say, where the screen is glued to the LCD crystals, which means that you don't have reflection, internal reflection. They claim 75% reduction in reflection. I think the iPhone 5 gives you really a very good-looking display. I think this is, you know, and you can pre-order those iMacs that
today,
but they will not be available in the store for delivery until November, and the 27-inch not till December.
Well, that's the thing. 21.5-inch, 27-inch. If they had a 32-inch, that's a television.
Yeah, they're very close.
You know, they just need to
and that may be next
provide
year.
A slightly
yeah.
bigger screen.
Pricing the same, which is good. I mean, the iMac pricing is pretty locked in stone at this point. And they've got a very good range. It's still a premium, several hundred dollars. Not a lot not double, but several hundred dollars more. That the Dell XPS 1 that we looked at was actually about $100 less, and didn't offer a whole lot more.
And this continues to drop all kinds of optical drives. So there's no optical drive in the Mini. There's none in the new iMac. There's none in the MacBook Pros with Retina at this point. The only thing left, I think, is the Mac Pro that has an optical. And I think the the actual MacBook Pro without Retina still.
It's interesting they're offering a hybrid drive. And we're still not clear what that means. In fact, maybe they'll explain it here in the specs if I look at the new Minis. Because the hybrid drive, is it two drives or a single drive with solid state?
I believe it's two drives, but I haven't gotten actual confirmation on that.
Storage. You can choose this Fusion drive. By the way, is a build to order. Is not standard. The standard is a terabyte, 5400 RPM hard drive. That's in the 21 inch. In the 27, it's a standard 7200 RPM terabyte. But you can configure it to a Fusion drive, which gives you, what did he say, 256 gigs of solid-state storage in addition? No.
That was 128.
128 gig of flash with 1 or 3 terabyte.
I'm not sure what they're doing.
Hard drive.
And, unless we can find that picture of the inside.
Either way, it appears as one logical drive in OS X. You're not going to see a difference.
Boy, it is a beautiful-looking display, though. And I have to say, that's impressive. They shoot it, though, at an angle that does hide the bulge in the back.
Yeah.
It's
not perfectly flat all the way across in the back.
But
that's good design.
Yeah.
Right? It just means it's probably going to take up the same amount of space on your actual desktop, but it's going to look cooler.
Right. See if we can see.
You guys were blown away by the 13-inch MacBook Pro Retina. I was sort of, because I was expecting it partly, but also it's like, well, this is the 15-inch. It's just 13-inch, and that's cool.
Yeah.
But
I'm excited about it. I wasn't blown away by anything.
It's a smart addition to their product line. It's exactly what you'd expect.
Yeah. Right?
Nothing new. One thing we could deduce from it is Apple is deprecating optical drives across the board, including on the iMac.
He said we're living in the past if we want one, in fact.
They offer
said
one.
Living in the past. We offer one if you're living in the past.
Stop.
Which is kind of telling.
Would you have
I don't
to
think you're
going to
see Blu-ray at any point.
No Blu-ray.
Support.
Never
happening. Sorry, Blu-ray.
Here's, by the way, this is the picture of the iMac bulge, and you can see it's actually kind of significant. It's considerable. But they have to do that. They've got to put the electronics somewhere on this thing.
Or right? Do they? Just don't even bother.
Somewhere.
It's just a piece of
glass.
Not
quite there yet. Yeah.
Price
I think
per
it's
share
beautiful.
Of Apple has dropped to $624, but that's
sell on the rumor or
sell on the news.
The news.
Yeah,
buy on the rumor.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's very nice looking. You still need basically the same footprint though if you put it on it
because of the stand.
There's always that perceived obsolescence because when somebody sees your iMac with the optical, someone will go, "Ha ha!"
That's really the most
important
point, isn't it?
Fat-looking desktop.
It's the fins.
It's simple things.
It's the Detroit model year update.
Yeah, I mean people do that with TVs for sure. You stand at the side and go, "Ooh, look
that's
how
you watch
thin
TV,
that
right?
is."
I would watch TV like,
right? Yeah,
Apple's
that's
also,
how you stand and watch your favorite show.
I think for people who are in the market for a Mac Mini, will be very impressed with the updates on the Mac Mini. They've really made this thing powerful and still very affordable. Pricing is, I believe, the same.
And selling a server edition, saying, "Hey, you know what? We're not abandoning you, server people. Even though we've phased out our servers, we're just turning the Mini into that line."
They've done that for a couple of years now. Yeah. But I think the server edition, it turns out there's a market. There's Mac Mini Colos. There's a big market.
Yeah.
In fact, we use Mac Minis in the basement as servers. So they make a very compact server machine. And now the problem with the Mini, and I should point this out, is it does not offer a separate GPU. It's using the Intel HD graphics. So it is not really a suitable replacement for a desktop for most people. And I think that they're really seeing this in really kind of specialized markets like home theater PCs and servers.
The Mini still uses serviceable, still has that panel on the bottom. So they didn't seal that up yet.
Yeah.
That's like one of the last few ones. It's the Mac Mini and
I think
the Mac Pro.
Because it's the last computer Mac Apple's still selling with 4 gigs memory standard. They've gone to 8 gigs now across almost the entire product line, which is very interesting. I don't know if you really need 8 gigs on OS X, but it's certainly why not? RAM is cheap these days, and they are Sandy Bridge with every one of their desktops now, Ivy Bridge, except for the Mac Pro. And they have kind of a telling, and I wonder if they did this on purpose, computer comparison chart. In which the Mac Pro is on there. Let me compare Mac models. It's a button on the top now. And this when you do compare the Macs and you see that the hardware and specifications of the Mac Pro, it frankly is starting to look pretty antiquated and pretty pricey. So,
they're going to get the Mac Mini to the point where it doesn't make sense to get a Mac Pro anymore. The only difference being that graphics processor. And there's just, you know, I don't know what the editing folks are going to do if they get rid of the Mac.
I can tell you, Alex Lindsay right now is, you know, already going, oh, man. Mm-hmm. But that's a specialized market again. And I don't, you know, I have a feeling that that's not going to be something that Apple's going to worry too much about. The base Mac Pro with a Xeon, 3.2 gigahertz quad-core Xeon, and 6 gigs of RAM is $2,500. So it's really a specialty product at this point. A single terabyte drive.
It's actually user serviceable. It's one of the last ones.
It's the
there.
One with last one
you
with
can
slots.
Actually switch out graphics cards.
Yeah, last one with slots.
An odd idea. I think what editors are going to do is they're just going to... I mean, once Final Cut landed, it was a big, you know, telling moment of, okay, this is not
Apple
us.
Doesn't care. It's too small a market. They don't care. They're going to move to Windows. But for the home market and most importantly for Apple, for the mobile market, they've got a very compelling range of products.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I just take this discussion and put it in Tech News Today?
No, please do.
Okay, I'm going to magically send us into a time travel machine back to Tech News Today.
Should we bring down the lower third and you can do it?
Are we moving back to the... No. Okay.
We are gonna begin to wrap though and get ready for Mac Break Weekly, in which we will endlessly chew this story. We do want to thank very much the folks at Slingbox who sponsor all of our breaking news on the Twit Network. New Slingboxes. Here's some breaking news. New Slingboxes are here, totally redesigned, Frank Gehry style.
That's what it looks like to me. Yeah.
Style. The Slingbox 500 has Wi-Fi, which is nice because that was always a kind of a problem. They actually made a box so you could get the network to the Slingbox. Now the 500 has Wi-Fi, HDMI, oh, thank you, and 1080p full HD. That means you can watch high-def TV on your laptop, on your smartphone, and, of course, on your iPad, including the new iPad Mini, which makes it the ultimate portable TV. You can also wirelessly archive photos and videos and enjoy them on the go. Picture quality is just stunning. You got to see it. I'll tell you what you could do. You can go to Best Buy, Amazon, or Fry's. They've got demos set up there. Or visit the Slingbox website, slingbox.com/twit. You know how it works. You hook up the Slingbox to your TV, your DVR, your cable or satellite box, and then to the internet, now via Wi-Fi, and suddenly you can watch whatever's on your home theater system anywhere you are. You don't have to buy any additional programming packages, no monthly fees, just a Slingbox and the Slingbox app on your device in HD. Find out more at slingbox.com/twit. We thank Slingbox for supporting our Twit Live breaking news. Do you want to do a closeout for TNT?
I'm going to go over to my desk and do the news fuse and do the and do a little toss to this that we'll okay. excerpt and put into TNT.
While you're doing that, I'm going to do the open for all right. this. We want to and let me do the close. We want to thank you all for joining. I haven't said goodbye.
Goodbye.
I want to thank you all for joining us for our live coverage of Apple's second announcement in 2 months, and a bigger announcement, arguably, than their announcement in September. I'm Leo Laporte. Thank you to Sarah Lane from TNT, iPad Today, and i5 for the iPhone for being here. Tom Merritt from TNT, Ayaz Akhtar from TNT and Know How. Appreciate your help. Thank you all for watching. We love having you live. But, of course, we'll make a video available, audio and video available after the fact on our downloads. Our on-demand downloads at twit.tv. This will be part of the specials. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us.